ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Berdiel. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Rav Nutta Getzel, Rochel Leia Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Avoisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Shir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Shir, followed by the Seuda Siyam at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyam or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
Nida daf mem gimel. The Gemara at the beginning of the Omid, in the sugya of Yehu, discussing the sugya of Tumas Beis Hastorim, and says in Shlokish, a new chidush lehalocha in the din of Tumas Beis Hastorim. Normally we find halocha when it is we're discussing the din of Maga, if someone touches a Dovah Tomei, the halocha is that if the Tumah touches in a place where it's a Beis Hastorim, it is not Metamei, the person who is Torah. Over here, Shlokish says a new halocha, that even in the halocha of Heset, which is a new Tumah which the Zov has, the Zov who is going to be his Tomei and his moves, something which is Tohor, the din is that the Zov is Metamei Behesit. Like Rashi explains over here, normally we find the idea of moving of Maso in a case where the Tohor is the one who is lifting up the Tomei. And in the Tumah of a Zov, we have here the Tumah of the other way around, in a case where the Tomei is the one who moves and lifts up the Tohor, this is the Tumas Heset of Azov. Says in Shlokish, Amoedige Chidush from the Pasuk, the Drosh over here, that he learns out from this din in the Gemara. Omar Shlokish, Kone, Bekoim Toish Azov, Vehisit Boyas HaTohor, then he's the person who remains Tohor. And the reason is, the Gemara says, we learn out Mayodov Mevroi, just like when he touches hands off an outside, so too, in the Tumah of Heset, we have to have that the Kone, the stick which he's moving, the Hesed, he's doing the Hesed to the Torah, it has to be Me'evroi from the outside, and not in the case where the Kone is lying, Bekoim Tishal Zov. Now the Mekor of every single Tumah Space Hastorim, in the din of every single Maise Negia, which is the normal, regular din of Tumah Space Hastorim, it actually explains by us, this is Be'emes the Mekor, for the whole din of Tumah Space Hastorim is from the same Gemara by us, of Mayodov Me'evroi, and the reason is because over here in the Tumas Hesed, we find that the Torah referred to the Tumah with the Lashon of Negia, and from here we learn that even a Maisa Negia, Maga, also has to be Me'evroi, just like we learn, Yishlokish learns the din of the Hesed. Mamele comes out that Al Gemara Bemis is the Makur, for the whole halacha of Tumas Beis Hastorim teaching us that every single Maga has to be in a Mokim Golui, just like the Yodayim, Mayodov Me'evroi. And that's Meduyik Be'emes Loshon HaGemara. The Gemara says, V'afkei Rachmono B'loshon Negia Le'memio to teach us, the Hesed Unegia K'yodov Hesed, the Tumah of Hesed, which is Eshlokish's Chidush, Unegia, which is the Alocha, everyone knows, always the Din of Tumah Space Hastorim, K'yodov has to be similar to the hands, Mayodov Me'ahosa Me'evroi, Achocha Me'evroi, these are the Alochas of Tumah Space Hastorim. Now, Tosfos over here in Devamaschil in memory, argues on Rashi, and Tosfos says that the Mekor for Tumas Maga, that it has to be in a case where it's Begolui and not in a Tumas Beis Hastorim, is not from the Mekor of Zav over here. It is from the Etzem Loshon of Maga. A touching automatically the Loshon of Negia always means that it should be done from the outside. And Mamela, we do not need the Mekor over here of Zav only for the Tumah of Hesed and not for the din of Tumas Beis Hastorim. This is the Shita of Tosfos, that the Mekor of Tumas Beis Hastorim for Maga is not actually from this Joshua, it's from the Svarah, from the Loshon of Negia, which always means from the outside. Now, Be'emes Al Gemara is a Chidush in Bechlal in the din of Tumas Beis Hastorim. Because normally we find the idea, the concept of Beis Hastorim, in the reference to the person when he is Tohor, and something which is Tomei touches his Beis Hastorim. Like we learned earlier in Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara is over there, in the Mokim of Beis Hastorim, the Mokim Balua, the Machlikas Abayan Rover, the Gemara earlier, Oysim Mokim Shalisha, if it's Balua or it's Beis Hastorim. Over there we're discussing a person who is Torah, and we have something which is Tomei touching his Beisas Torah. And there's a locha, that maga of a Dova Tomei on the Torah's Beisas Torah is not Metamei the person, because it has to be Begolu, it has to be Me'evroi. But what would be the other way around? In the case where we have a Torah, and he touches the person who is Tomei, and he touches only in the place of the Tomei's Beisas Torah. He touches the Beis HaShechi of a Zov or of a Metzoyer. He touches the Ben HaKmotim. He doesn't touch the outside of the person. He touches in the case where he's touching the Beis HaStorim of the person who is Tomei. This Din Be'emes is not Mefurish anywhere in Mefurish the Halacha that this also is Halacha of Tumas Beis HaStorim. And the Mekori to this Halacha is Be'emes from our Gemara. Over here, Tosfos discusses this clearly in Devar Maschil Memra, that the din of Golui over here, in the din of Beis HaStorim, is not just a reference to a Dova Tomei, which he touches a Mokim of Beis HaStorim of the Tohor. It's also the other way around, that the din, that the din may have Roy Begolui, in a Maga, in any Tumas Maga, the touching has to be in a place where it is Beis HaStorim, not Beis HaStorim, and therefore if the Tohor is going to be touching a place of the Zav of the Metzoyer, in a case where it's his Beis HaStorim, the Tohor does not become Tomei. This is the din which Tosfos over here explains from our Gemara, and also this is the din of Hesed HaZav, of Yishlokish's Alocha of Koneh, Bekoyim Tichel Zav. Be'emes is a Chidush in our Gemara, which is not normally found in the din, in normal Sugyas in Tumas Beis HaStorim. There is a Rashi in Chulin Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. Over there, Rashi points this out, that the din of Tumas Beis HaStorim is Hu Adin. The same din applies all the way around also in a case where the Tohor is going to be touching the Tomei in his Beis HaStorim. There's also a Halacha that Tumas Beis HaStorim doesn't have a Maisa Maga, and therefore the Tohor remains Tohor. This is the Halacha of Tumas Beis HaStorim mentioned in our Sugya. There's one point over here that we will declare. What will be the halacha in a case where the kone is in the hand of the zov and not in his koimet? He's not in his place, which is the Beis HaStorim, that Rish Lakish tells us that this is not enough for Tumas Hesed. In a case where the zav himself is holding a stick in his hand, which is Mayod of Me'evroi, but the kone, which is in the hand of the zav, didn't touch the Torah on his Mokoim Golui, it touched only Bekoim Toshel HaTorah. The kone only touched his Beis HaStorim. Do we say that since the mokim which the kone is touching is only a Beis HaStorim, and it works like a Maisa Negia, like the Loshon of the Gemara, that Hesed is Beloshon Negia, therefore the Torah is called, considered a Maisa of Tumas Beis HaStorim, and he remains Torah? Or do we say that since the Tumah over here is a Tumas Hesed, and as we know that a Hesed is not just the place where he's touching, it's called a Negia Bekuloi, the halacha is that in a case where the zav is going to be mesit, a klicheres, even though the place where he's touching is only from the outside, but it is considered that the maisa maga is on an every chelik of the klicheres, since he's moving the klicheres, maybe so too in the case where he's moving the Torah with the kone, with the stick in his hand, and as long as in his hand it's a mokim golui, even though the place where he's touching is a mokim Beis HaStorim, but since a Maisa Heset is called a Negia Bekuloi, maybe this is enough to say that the Torah becomes Tomei, because it can be considered that the Maisa Heset is actually considered a Negia in the Mokin Golui, in the Evroian outer side of the person, even though the actual place where the stick is touching is in the Beis HaStorim of the Torah. This is a Shaila we have to know over here in our Gemara, will be the Halacha in the Din of Rish Lakish. But Al-Kapolim, in the Din of Tumas Beis HaStorim, this is the Emes HaChidush, which is worth pointing out in the Gemara in Tosfos, which is a Rashi in Chulin, that the Din of Tumas Beis HaStorim is not just in the Din, in a case where the Tumah touches the Torah's Beis HaStorim, it's the same Din is the other way around also. The Din of Beis HaStorim is totally, doesn't have any Tumas Maga at all, and even in a case where the Torah touches the Tomei's Beis HaStorim also, the Torah does not become Tomei. Now moving further on in the Gemara, to the next din mentioned in the Mishnah, earlier at the beginning of the Perek. Says the Mishnah, Hoy oichel b'tshuma v'hirgish, shenizdazdu eivorov, oicheiz ba'amo u'beileas ha'tshuma. The person should be oicheiz ba'amo, in order that the yitzir shouldn't have any yitzir of the carriage coming out to make him a balkeri, u'beileas ha'tshuma, in order that he should swallow the tshuma when he's still tohor. Asks the Gemara by us, Oiches, how is he allowed to touch his amo? V'otanya ulentan ebreise, blaze oime, kol oiches ba'amo umashtin, keilu maybe mabul lo'ilom. He's not allowed to touch, he's not, it's the issa de rabbonon to be oiches ba'amo. And the Gemara answers, Abai answers Matlis Ovo, and Rova says even Matlis Riakok, even the Oka Oka, and the Gemara explains over here that there's no chashash of Chimum the second time. The Tosfos of Rosh over here, he asks a very interesting kasha on the Ikar question of the Gemara, that the Gemara starts off asking on the Mishnah, how are we mati? How do we allow the person to be Oichiz Ba'amo? There's an Issa, Keilu Mevi Mabul Lo'ilom. How is a person allowed to be Oichiz Ba'amo in order to be Bilea the Truma? Says the Tosfos of Rosh, what Bichlal is the Gemara's question? There's a din, the Eraisa, that there's an Issa min Atoira for the Truma to become Tomei. If the person is going to be Tomei, then automatically when he's going to eat the truma, he's going to be metame the truma. And there's an issa minatiria to be metame the truma. There's an issa mishmeres trumoisoi. A person has to make sure always to guard the truma that shouldn't become Tomei. And over here, if a person is not going to be oiches ba'amo, he's going to become Tomei, then the food which is in his mouth, the truma, is going to become Tomei. And he's going to be over the issa deraisa of mishmeres. Mamela says it is a rosh. What is the Gemara's kasha? How is he allowed to be over Issa the Rabbonon of Oichiz Ba'amo, Kilo maybe Mabul Lo'ilam? Over here, of course he's allowed to do so, in order to make save himself from the Issa the Reisa of the Issa Mishmeres. And Mamela, this should be the heter over here of Oichiz Ba'amo. What is the Gemara's kasha? How is he allowed to be Oichiz Ba'amo? Now the Chishik Shleima, over here on the Gilin of the Tosfos HaRosh, he says that according to his Mavur in the Beis Yosef, that there's a very Issa Chomu, this Issa of Oichiz Ba'amo, of Ashchos Hazer Elev Atola, mentioned earlier in the Gesugya, in Daf Yud Gimel, then it's not Shver, because this is also Issa Deraisa, and therefore there's no heter for him to do so, in order that he shouldn't be over a different Issa of Mishmeres Tur Moisoi, and also this is B'Shev Al Tase, this is B'Kum Va'asei, and therefore he shouldn't do a Maisa B'Kum Va'asei, that he should do something in order to be over Issa, which is an Issa Chomu, says the Chishik Shleimer, many Poiskim explain that this is a very big Issa, the Kilu maybe Mabul Oilom, the Sugya earlier in Daf Yud Gimel. But the Emes Pashtas, the question of the Tosfos HaRosh is because the Issa of Oichiz Ba'amo in the Gemara is not referring to the Ike Issa of Ashchot Hazer Levatola, it is talking about the Issa de Rabbonon to hold the Amo, and the Achize itself is the Issa, even though it's only a Sophic, and it's not that dose that something's gonna happen. Afal Pikein, even so, the Chazal said that there's Issa de Rabbonon to be Oichiz Ba'amo, Kilu Mevi Mabul Oilom, and the Ike Achize itself, and the Mela, even though the Tosfos HaRosh could also agree that the Issa of Ashchos Hazer Elev Atola is the Issa Chomu Ma'oid, like the Chishuk Shleimer brings down from the Beis Yosef. But Afal Pikein over here, he was not talking about someone who's going to be Vadai over this Issa. It's only a Sofik, a Chashash. And because of this Chashash, Chazal said there's the Issa of Achizas Ba'amo. Memela over here says the Tosfos HaRosh that the holding itself should be mutter in order to save himself from the Issa Dereisa of Mishmeres to Moisoi over here, in this case, in order to be Belea the Truma. Now the Yisameach in Trumos, in Perek Zayin Halacha Daled, he brings this question down from the Tosfos HaRosh, and he says that Be'emes is a way to answer this question, and says the Yisameach, that if we look in the Mishnah in Trumos, in Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis, over there, there's a machlokes between Rebbe Elezer and Rebbe Shua, they're discussing a person who's in the middle of eating Truma, and he is ready loyos, he already chewed, he's already finished chewing his food, and he's just about ready to swallow the Truma into his Beis HaBlir. And says the mission over there, someone who's oichel, and he's loyos b'truma, and someone tells him that just now he became Tomei, a sheretz touched him, and he didn't realize, and now he became Tomei, he's in the base of a mace, or whatever reason why he's Tomei, now he has already been loyos beheta. The leisa, the chewing of the food, was done beheta. Now the food is lying in his mouth, and he wants to swallow the food. Says the Mishnah, Reb Lezer says that since he was already loyos beheta, this is explained over there in Yerushalmi, over there in Trumas and Perek Zayin, since it started beheta and the chewing was already beheta, then he is allowed to go and swallow the truma, and there's no issa for him to swallow the truma, even though now he became Tomei, and he's considered someone who's eating truma. Says Reb Elezer, since it was hischil beheta, the leisa, the chewing of the food, is already done beheta, he's allowed to swallow the truma. Whereas Reb Yishua says, no, the issa of achilas truma, betuma, this is the issa to swallow, and therefore even though he already started chewing the food beheta, he has the issa to go and swallow the food, and this is the din in the Mishnah over there in Trumas, in Perikhes, Mishnah Beis. Now, says Reb Simcha over there in Oyes HaMeach, if so, one can answer the Tosfos HaRosh's kasha on our Gemara and say that the Gemara over here is trying to explain the Mishnah, even according to Shittas Reb Elezer, According to Rebbe Elazar, in the case where he's ready holding after the leisa, after the chewing of the food, he's only holding before swallowing, the halacha is that he's allowed to swallow the food even though he's tomei, and there's no issa minatoria to go and swallow the food. Mameila, the kasha of the Tisus HaRosh, that over here, the person should be allowed to be oichis ba'amo in order to be not to be over the Issa Dereisa. According to Rebbe Elazar, anyway, there's no Issa Dereisa over here on the blia, on the swallowing of the food itself. And Mameila, this is Gemara's kasha. Why is he being oichis ba'amo? He's not saving himself anyway from the Issa Torah of Mishmeres. And Mameila, this is the Issa Derabonon to be oichis ba'amo. Be'enachanami, says Oyis Ameach, according to Rebbe Shua holds that the Issa to swallow the food, the truma itself is the Issa on the blia, on the swallowing, then of course the Gemara could have answered that the reason why he's Oichis Ba'amo and he's over Issa Derabonon is in order to save himself from the Issa Deraisa that he's been metame the food when he swallows the food. This is the Mahalach of the Oyis Ameach. Over there we mentioned Trumas in Perek Zayin Aloch Adalet. But Be'emes the Divrei Yecheskel in Siman Tetz Vav in Sivkot Nches, he brings down this pshat from Yemei Simcha, and he asks on Yemei Simcha that Lechayra, how can we say that the din of the Mishnah is the shit of Rebbe Elazar? According to Rebbe Elazar, as we mentioned, there's no issa at all for the person once he's already started Beheta and he already chewed the food, the truma. There's no problem for him to swallow the truma. Mameila, according to Rebbe Elazar, what b'chlal is the pshat in our Mishnah that this person is being oichis ba'amor in order that it shouldn't become a balkeri? L'chayra, the time when he's becoming a balkeri now is only after he's already done the le'isa, he's already chewed the food, and once he's already chewed the truma, there's no issa anymore for him to swallow it. Mameila, what bichlal is the Mishnah telling us that he should be oichis ba'amo? Why should he do so? What is the purpose? He's allowed to swallow it l'chatchila. Mameila says the Divrei Yecheskel, l'chayra, it's muchach that the din of our Mishnah is only the shit of Rebbe Yeshua. And Rebbe Yeshua holds that even once he's already done the le'isa, there's still le'isa on the blia, he's not allowed to swallow the truma when he's tomei, and this is the reason why he's being oichis ba'amo. And the mela, this is a kasha of the Tosfos HaRosh, that if according to Rebbe Yeshua there's an issa for him to swallow the truma, then lechayra, why is the Gemara worried about the issa derabonon of achiz ba'amo? Lechayra, he's saving himself from issa deraisa in order that he shouldn't eat, swallow the food, the truma, and he shouldn't be matami the truma when he's swallowing it. But lechayra, according to Rebbe Elazar, there's no issa at all. Mameila, the Mishnah anyway could not be the shita of Rebbe Elazar. This is the question that Divrei Yecheskel asks on the Mahalach of the Oyis Ameach. No, be'emes, this is not so simple. And the Tosfos read earlier in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, he brings down this machlokes Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yeshua, and he says that it is poshut that even according to Rebbe Elazar, who holds a min haTorah, there's no problem at all. Once the person has already started the food, he's no problem to swallow the truma, even though now it's becoming tomei. He says that Tosfos read this is poshut that even according to Rebbe Elazar, one should do kol tatzdiki. Every single option the person has, he should try and do in order to not to be metame the truma. This could be a kaponim a din derabonon, but says the Tosfos read this poshut that even according to Rebbe Elazar, there's a din lechatchila that one should not become tomei when he's eating the truma, even by the swallowing. And mameila, this is poshut that the din of the Mishnah oichis ba'amo could be a din in the shit of Rebbe Elazar, because even according to Rebbe Elazar, there's a din that lechatchila he should try and stop his tumah coming out, and he should not become a balkeri. And mameila, according to this, says Oyis Ameach, this will be the teret over here to the Tosfos Rosh's question that the reason why we're not worried about the issa of mishmeres and the issa of being metame the truma in order that he shouldn't eat the achilas truma betuma is because we're going with the shit of Rebbe Elazar, who holds that min haTorah anyway there's no issa, and he's only doing something in order to save himself lechatchila midrabbonon. And on that the Gemara asks that there's an issa derabbonon to be oichis ba'amo kelo maybe mabul oilom. This is the way the Oyis Ameach answers the question of the Tosfos Rosh. No, be'emes, if we look at the Loshon of the Tosfos Rosh, we'll notice something else. The Tosfos Rosh, when he asks his question, and he says that, was the Gemara worried over here about the Issa Derabonon to be Oichis Ba'amo? L'chayra, there's an Issa Deraisa involved over here in order to save himself that he shouldn't be Metame the Truma. He's going to be over with the Issa of Mishmeres. This is a din that he's not allowed to be Metame the Truma. The heftzah of the truma has to stay tor. There's a din mishmeres. A person has to make sure that he guards the truma, that it shouldn't become tomei. We have to understand, Bemis, why does the Tosfos HaRosh be busy? Why is he asking? Only because of the issa deraisa of mishmeres. L'chayra, there's a poshata, much more of a issa deraisa, that someone who's tomei is not allowed to eat truma. This is an Issa Drabon, this is an Issa Dereisa, that there's an Issa of Achilas Truma, there's an Achilas Truma when a person's Betumas Aguf, there's an Issa of Achilas Truma Tmeo, there's a Surim on the Etzem Achila itself, of Achila, Betumas Aguf, which is an Issa Koreis even in the case where a person eats Truma, Betumas Aguf. Why is the Tosfos Rosh only worried about the Issa Mishmeres, which is the din and the chefta of the truma, one should not be metame the truma. Over here we're discussing achila, a person who eats truma. This is a big chomo dige isa. The chayyur that Tosfos Rosh should have asked much more that the Gemara over here. Why are we worried about the isa de rabbonon of oiches ba'amon? The chayyur that isa de reisa to eat truma when the person is tame. Now this question we find the same question in the Marsha. He asks this question on Rashi in Shabbos in Daf Yudale Domed Aleph. Over there, Rashi over there is discussing the Dini Drabonon. One of the Drabonon, Gzeirish mi Drabonon, is one is not allowed to eat Oichlim Tmeim, because we're scared that maybe with the Achilas of Oichlim Tmeim, he might also drink some Truma together, and the Truma is going to become Puzzle. Now, says Rashi, what is the problem if the Truma over here becomes Puzzle and becomes Tomei with the Oichlim Tmeim together in his mouth? Says Rashi, he's going to be over on the Issa Mishmeres, because there's a din, they ask the God, the Truma, and over here, the Truma is going to become Puzzle. Over there, the Marsha, in Shabbos, in Daf Yudale Domed Aleph, he asks the same question that we just asked now in the Tosfos Rosh. Why is Rashi over there busy with the Issa Mishmeres? L'chayyur over there, we're discussing someone who's eating the Truma, and there should be a much bigger Issa of Achilas Truma Tomeo, or Thomas Aguf, than is the Issa Koris to eat Truma when he's Tomei. Why is Rashi only busy with the Issa Mishmeres? Says the Rishash over there, to answer the shita of Rashi, that could be that Rashi over there is discussing the shita of Rebbe Elazar. As we mentioned, Rebbe Elazar holds that even in a case where the person already put the truma in his mouth and he's ready to chew the food, Rebbe Shua is the one who holds that there's an issa to swallow the truma. Whereas Rebbe Elazar holds that since he was hischil beheter, he started eating already when he was mutter, he's allowed to continue on, he's allowed to swallow the truma, even though now he became tomei. Memela says Rishash, it is possible to say that Rashi's shita is that even according to Rebbe Elazar, and there's no issa for him to swallow the truma, and he's not even any issa mitzad the achila because he already started to eat, but there is still an issa mishmeres because of the chefts of the truma. There's still going to be an issa in the case of the Rebbe Elazar in the Mishnah. It doesn't apply the din of mishmeres over there because since the person is tomei, he automatically was already metame the truma, so the truma is anyway tomei in his mouth because he became tomei already. Memela, the only discussion over there in the Mishnah between Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shua is only because of the Issa of Achila. Is he allowed to eat the Truma when he became now Tomei? Is he allowed to swallow the Truma? But the Issa Mishmeres over there doesn't apply. Says Rishash, if so, one can say that Rashi holds that even according to Rebbe Elazar holds that there's no Issa on the Achila. This is because the Achila already started. But when we're discussing the Issa of Mishmeres, that now the truma is going to become tomei, then one can say that with the swallowing itself, if he's going to be metame the truma, then or he's going to do the Gemara over there in Shabbos, where he's going to put some mashkim tmeim together with the oichlin tmeim, the mashkim is going to become tomei, then there's the issa of mishmeres, even according to Rebbe Elazar, and Mamela, this will tell us that he's not allowed to go and eat and swallow the truma. This is the chiddush of the Rishash, that even according to Rebbe Elazar, there's issa of mishmeres, Mamela, Behemes, other rabbi, in our Tosfos Rosh, one can learn, like the Rishash over there explains in the Shita of Rashi, that the Tosfos Rosh doesn't ask because of the Issa of Achila. Because of the Issa Achila, we can be discussing the Shita of Rebbe Elazar, like the Issa Meach understands Pshat in the Gemara. And there's no Issa on Achila's Truma Tomeo, because he already put it into his mouth, and he already chewed the food already. There's no Issa to swallow in the case where it was Hischil Beheta. The only question the Tosfos Rosh asks is, because of the Issa of Mishmeres, which the Tosfos Rosh, like the Rishash explains, in Shitas Rashi, maybe the Tosfos Rosh also holds like this Shita, that according to Rebbe Elazar, there's an Issa mitzad the Chefta of the Truma, even though according to Rebbe Elazar, he has to be careful of the Issa Mishmeres, which is also an Issa the Reisa, and therefore the Gemara asks the question, why is he allowed to be Oichis Ba'amo? And this is the Tosfos Rosh's Kasha, that the Chayyur should be allowed to do so in order to save himself from an Issa the Reisa. Mamela, if we summarize over here, we have a Yesidistic Machlikas in the Mishnah in Trumas. In the Machlokes, Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shua, in a case where the person already started eating, is he allowed to swallow? In the case where he became Tomei, is he allowed to swallow the Truma? Rebbe Elazar holds, is he allowed to swallow the Truma? The Pashtus is that according to Rebbe Elazar, there's no Issa at all. He's allowed to do so, Lechatchila. This is how the Divi Yecheskel takes on. But the Yisameach, and so too, we said Mefurish in the Tetzas Rid, earlier in Daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph, is mavua that according to Reb Lezer, there's a din lechatchila that one should not swallow the food, even though there's no issam in Torah. Mameila, this is the way the Yisameach learns our Gemara to answer from the Tosfos Rashi's question. We're only discussing the shita of Reb Lezer where there's no issa Torah involved, and therefore the Gemara asks from the issa the Rabbonon on Vachizah Ba'amo. But then we said that the Rishash learns pshat in the Rashi in Shabbos, that there's the issa the Yisa, even according to Reb Lezer, because of the Heft of the Truma, there's the issa of Mishmeres, which is the question of Tosfos Rashi where he only asks because of the issa of Mishmeres, which this could be. According to Reb Lezer, there's still an Issa D'Oraisa, and therefore the Tosfos Rosh holds that even if we're going to explain the Gemara over here, like the Shita of Reb Lezer, like the Yisameach learns, but there's still a question over here, because even according to Reb Lezer, there's an Issa D'Oraisa of the Mitzad Mishmeres, the Heft of the Truma, and therefore, why are we worried about Issa D'Rabbonon of Uichiz Ba'amo, which is a question over here, which the Tosfos Rosh pipes by Akasha, and he doesn't answer this question, and it could be even according to Reb Lezer, the way the Rishash holds, in Shita Asriashi, in Shabbos, in Yudale Domedal. Now moving further on into the next sugya of a Balkeri, the Din Hagosha by a Balkeri. In the Gemara over here, in Daf Mem Gimel Domedal, we find the Maskona, the three different Shittas and different Lashonis in Shita Shmuel. What is the Alocha of Hagosha in the Din of Shichvazera of a Balkeri? The first Lashon of Shmuel is that without any Hagosha at all, then the person remains Tor, there's no Issa, there's no Tumah of the Balkeri without any Hagosha. But says the Gemara, according to the first Lashon, that as long as there is some Hagosha, was Nizdazu Evor of Al Koponim during the Akira, when it was Nehka from the Guf, even though Bishas the Yitzia, when he left the person, he didn't have any Hagosha, says the Gemara, according to the first Lashon, then Shmuel also agrees this is enough, and he becomes Tomei, this has Alocha of Shechvazer by Hagosha. According to the second Lashon of the Gemara, the din of the Argosha is that he has to have Argosha both by the Akira and so too by the Yetzir also. And this is the din, the difference between the first Lashon and the second Lashon, where there's a din of Argosha also by the Yetzir, which is by Mr. Sofrik of Rehova, which the Gemara brings down, Milsa de Pshitale Lishmuel, according to the second Lashon, is Mesupik, Rehova is Mesupik, Meboile Rehova, the boy Rehova, Nekro by Argosha, Yotzah Shlei by Argosha Mau, and this is Rehova Sofrik, what is the din, in the case where he didn't have Argosha when he left. The third Lashon of the Gemara, the Gemara brings down later on, is that Shmuel says the whole din of Argosha is only in reference to the din of Mazras, whether it is Roel Azriya or not, but the Tumah actually does not apply. This din of Argosha does not apply for Tomei, because any time when the Sheikh Vazera leaves a person, he becomes a Balkeri, he becomes Tomei, even without any Argosha at all, not by the Akira and not by the Yitzir. Now, Rabbi Kviga already points out in his Gilin Ashas, he's mitzayin to Tosfos later on in Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, that even according to the last Lashon of the Gemara, that according to Shmuel, we do not need any Argosha at all, but Al Koponim, there is still Halachas on the Shechvazera, there has to be Roi Lazriya. The Gemara learns later on in Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, that if we have Shechvazera, which is Yovish, it's dried up, and it's any Roi Lazriya, the Gemara says over there, it is not Tomei, says Tosfos, even according to the last Lashon of our Gemara, that there's no Halacha of Argosha, even though it is in Roel Azriya, but Al Koponim, we're discussing a Shikva Zera, which is a mean Roel Azriya. It is the type of Zera which is Roel Azriya. It's only a side problem why it is missing and it's in Roel Azriya, like Tosfos over here explains in Roel Azriya and Divan Matzchil, Roel Azriya. Mamela says Tosfos later on in Daf Nun Vav that the whole Machlokes in our Gemara is only in a case where it is missing some side reason why it is in Roel Azriya. But in a case where there's something missing, in the Ike Shechva Zera alone, Lemoshel, in a case where it turned dry already, it is Yovish, then everyone agrees as Alocha that the Shechva Zera is not Tomei, in a case where it is Einri, it's not a mean Horoiya Lazriya. So too, we find earlier in the Sugya, in the Poiletes, that this is dinner of Shechva Zera, that it's Mesrachas. After 3 days, there's no din of Peletes, like the whole Sugya in Shabbos, in Pei Vav Med Aleph. This is the din that everyone agrees to, that once a Shechva Zera is Mesrachas, after 3 days, it's already left the Guf, then everyone knows it's not Tomei, because this is the din of Roel Azriya, that has to be a mean, the certain type, that the Shechva Zera is Roel Azriya, and the whole Machlokes in our Gemara is only if for any side reason, it is in a Roel Azriya. Now, Be'emes, in our Gemara, the Machlokes over here in the Sugya we find, when we're discussing the Tumah of the person himself, the Balkeri, whose Shechva Zera left, the goof without any argosha. This is a machlokes if the person becomes tomei in a case where he has shchvazer without any argosha, or al koponim there's no argosha b'shas the yitzir. Now, what about the carry itself? The halacha is, the Gemara says in Amud Beis, that the din is that if someone touches shikhvazera, the shikhvazera itself is a dova tome, the person becomes tome to have a tumor, that person is going to become tome to maseria. We learn this from the pasuk later on, oyish, there's a shia later on in the Gemara, kungom and oma, it has to be kadasho, it has to be the amount of adasho, in order that it should be metame, just like sheretz bekadasho, like the Gemara learns later on in the end of our sugya, mem gimel amud beis. But kaponim, the din is that the shikhla zera itself, the carry itself, is also metame someone else, not just the person, but it's also metame anyone else who touches this shikhla zera. Now, what is the halacha in a case where the shikhla zera left the person without any argosha? Do we say that the whole sugi over here is only discussing the person himself, that there's a tanai, that in order to become tome, he has to have argosha? But if you want to discuss the zera itself, isn't metame someone else, benegir, it could be this zera is no different to any other zera. We said it's a minor uyalazria. So even though the person himself, it wasn't yotzob argosha, but it could be the carry itself, it's still going to be metame benegir. Or do we say that the din in our sugya is not just a mute in the tumor of the person, that the balkeri doesn't become tome, but it is a mute bichlal on the whole zera, that it's not metame, since it left the person shloiba al gosher, then this carry is not, hasn't got a tumor, and mamela, anyone who touches it is not going to become tome. Says the Chazanish, in Mikvois, in Simon Tess, you've got involved, that l'chir, it is muchach in our Gemara, like the second tzad, a chidush, that the sugya of our Gemara is not just discussing the tumor of the person of the balkeri himself, but it is also a mute in the tumor of the carry itself for negia for someone else. Says the Chazanish, it is muchach that according to Shmuel, the din of argosha totally eliminates any tumor at all, and anyone who touches this carry is going to be tori since it left the person without any argosha. And the right is, from the Gemara's question, the Gemara asks a kasha meisvei on Shmuel, from the Mishnah Mikvois in Peik Ches Mishnah Gimel, says the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, Hoyo Mahari Balailo, the Omad, Umotzo, Besori, Cham, Tomei. And the Gemara discusses that the reason the Maskona, why he becomes Tomei, is because we're talking about someone who's Mishamish Vitase Bechaloim, which had to be with our Gosha. But otherwise, asks the Gemara, according to Shmuel, who says as a halacha, that in order to become Tomei, you have to have our Gosha over here, the fact that he stood up, Umotzo, Besori, Cham, why is this enough to say that he should become Tomei? Who said he had any our Gosha? This is the Gemara's Kasha on Shmuel. Asks the Chazanish, L'chayah, if one is going to say that old din of Shmuel is only discussing the person himself, the Balkeri, but the Keri itself, the Shechvazer itself, is Metame Benegia, if so, then what is the Gemara's question on Shmuel? Efshar, we're not discussing someone who's Mishamish Bitosei Bechaloim, but even so, he was Omad Umotzo Besori Cham, Memelo, we have to say that maybe he saw some Keri, so even though he didn't become a Balkeri because it was Yotzo Shaloi Ba'agosha, but he became Tomei because he touched the Keri when it came out of him, and it was a Negir, and he's Tomei because this Keri, even though it was Yotzo Shaloi Ba'agosha, is still Metamei Benegir. Memela, says the Chazanish, from the fact that the Gemara doesn't answer this, it is muchach that the Gemara understands that the din in our sugya of Hagosha is not just a reference to the person, but it is also in Benegea, the tumor of the carry itself, of the Sheikh Vazariah itself, and therefore the Gemara holds that if not for Mishamish Vitosi Bachaloim, where it was Yotza Bahagosha, there will be no tumor on him at all, and therefore the Gemara doesn't answer that the reason why he should become Tomei is because of the Chashash may be touched the Maisa Maga on the Ikkakeri. Now the Chazanish over there adds on in some test that Behemoth, even though as we mentioned, in order to become Tomei in the Maisa Maga, the Maskonas HaGemara, in the Gemara Amud Beis, there's a Shia, there's a certain amount of Keri that has to be there Ka'adasho in order that the person should become Tomei. So Meila, maybe the reason why the Gemara over here doesn't say that the Chashash, the reason why the person is Tomei, is because maybe he touched the Keri, because maybe who said there was a certain amount of Keri, who said there was enough Keri to be Metamei the person, maybe there was only a Mashu who said there was a Ka'adasho of Keri in order that he should become Tomei. Mameila, the Gemara Viyah only discusses the Issa, the Tumah, because of the Baal Keri of the Re'iyah, because mitzad the Maga, maybe there's a certain amount which he needs, and therefore Viyah, who said there was enough Keri to be Metame the person? But says the Chazanish, this is not a Taina, because if Be'emes, the Ikad Din of the Mishnah over here, that a person who had a mahar balaylo, he had a dream at night, is tummy, he's not a tummy vadois. Rambam Paskin is in Ovis HaTumah, is in Perikei Halacha Tetzvov, that the whole tumah is only midrabonon, it's only a chashash, that maybe he became tummy, and it is only a tumah midrabonon for trumah, and be'emes for chulin, he still remains tor, since minatir, he is considered someone who is tor. And the Makur of the Rambam is a Mefurish in the Tesefta, in Nidr, in Peik Vov, Aloche Hei, that the whole Tumah over here is only Chashash to Rabbonon, the Rosh and Rashi seems this way also, that with Choshesh, and maybe he saw Keri, and therefore he's Omad, Umotza, Besori, Cham, Tomei, means Tomei, Misofik, Mide Rabbonon, only for Truma, and Bemis, his Tori, Lechulin. Memeida says the Chazanish, since we're only discussing a Sofik Tumah, we can have a Chashash, maybe he saw enough Keri to be Metameim, Misofik, that he maybe touched the mount of Keri Kadasho in order to become Tomei. Memela, for the fact that the Gemara doesn't answer that maybe he has a Tumah Sofik because of the Negiah, this is a Raya L'Chiriyah that the Din of Agosha in our Sugi of Shmuel is not just in reference to the person himself, but also it takes away any Tumah of Nekeri since was Yotzah Shleba Agosha and Zlama Tamei, even B'Negiah. This is the Chiddush of the Chazanish he takes out from our Gemara. Al-Kapodim, we learned that this Chiddush in the Tumah over here mentioned in the Gemara from the Mishnah in Mikvois that the Din of Hoyim Arba Laila is actually only a Tumah Sofik, even though the Stam, the Mishnah, it says Tomei, Bemez, it's only a Tumah Sofik, and he's only Tomei Midr Abonon, and the Rambam over there says clearly he's only Tomei Midr Abonon at the Tesefta for Truma, but for Chulin he still remains Tori. Now Bemez, Tosfos earlier in Daf Yudaled Omid Aleph, he adds on that the Din of Shmuel, that Shmuel says that person is Tomei only in a case where he has a Agosha, the two Lashonos, or whether he needs to have a Agosha, B'shas HaKira, or B'shas HaYitzia. But Al-Koponim, according to the first two Lashonos, he only becomes Tomei only if he has a Agosha, says Tosfos, even though we find it on in Daf Nun Zayin, that even by Dam Nidois also there's a din of Agosha. And Afa became even so without Agosha, there's still a Issa Derabonon that he's Metamei Truma. But says Tosfos, over here, in the din of Shechva Zera, that the din that you need to have a gosha is be'emes a din that even with the abonon he remains tohu, that if he didn't have any a gosha, he's not even tomei for truma, and there's no din the abonon that to say that shalui ba gosha he should be tomei even for truma also. Now be'emes, this is mochach in the cheshbon of our Gemara. The Gemara asks the kasha on Shmuel from the Hoyu Mahari Balailo, and the Gemara says in the Mishnah that he's Tomei over there, Motzah B'Sori Cham is Tomei. Now as we explained, the din over there is only a din d'Rabbonon and only for Truma, if we're going to say that even without Hagosha, he also has his Tuma, that he's Tomei mid'Rabbonon for Truma, then what is the Gemara's question on Shmuel? Shmuel's discussing the Ikedin, but Avadi is still Tomei mid'Rabbonon. Mamela from our Gemara is Muchach, like Tosfos says Mefurish earlier in Daf Yudaled Omid Aleph, that the din of Shmuel of Shalui Ba Agosha is Tori totally, he's Tori Midr Abonon, and he's not Tomei even for Truma Midr Abonon, and only in the case of the Breiser, there is Tomei, says the Gemara, the Maskona, because we're talking about someone who's Mishamech Mitosai Bechaloim. Now, mainly in our Sugi, we have two Chidushim over here, as we mentioned in our Gemara. First of all, the din of Chazanish is Moichiach from our Sugi, that the Sugi over here is discussing the Tuma of the Keri itself and not just the person. And second of all, over here, according to Shmuel, if there wasn't any Agosha, there's no Tuma at all, Midr Rabbonon also not, and he's Tori totally, even for Truma, and the din of the Breiser is only a Tuma Midr Rabbonon for Truma because it's only a Sulfic, and this is discussing a case where we have a Chashash, that maybe those are Agosha, because he was Meshamesh Mitosai Bechaloi. Now, the Maskonis HaGemora, as we mentioned, there's three different shittas over here in Shmuel, but the Ma'isa, the Rambam, he passes in Luchas Ovis HaTumis in Peikei Aloch Adalid, like the first Lashon, that in order to become Tomei, he has to have Agosha, at least Bishas, the Akira, then he becomes Tomei, and he doesn't pass in the Chumri like the last Lashon, even though the last Lashon of Shmuel says he doesn't need any Agosha at all to become Tomei. But Lemaisa says a Kesef Mishnah that since later on in the Gemara by the Shaila of Rava, we see that Rava has a Sofik, and Rava is Mavua that he takes on Bipshitas, that at least some sort of Agosha we have to have, at least Bishas the Akira. Memela says the Rambam, says the Kesef Mishnah, Pshat and the Rambam Paskins, La Locha, that we need to have some kind of Agosha in order to become Tomei, like the first Loshen of Shmuel. The Kesef Mishnah asks that why do we pass like the first Loshen of Shmuel? we should paskel like the middle lashon, which normally the Rambam shita is. You always paskel like the lishna basra, and says the ketzav mishnah, the second lashon is also considered a lishna basra compared to the first lashon. And why does the Rambam not paskel like the second lashon that we have to have agosha both b'shas the akira and also b'shas the yitzia? But already the pischei nida over here, Merav Ranshburg, he points out that l'chiri over here we have a machlikus, which is a sofik deraisa. It's a shayla la'locha min atoyer if he becomes tommy or not. And the Mela, over here, the Rambam paskes a chumra, like the first lashon of Shmuel, that as long as he had a agosha b'shaas the akira, this is enough that he becomes tommy, even though he didn't have any agosha b'shaas the yitzia. But as we mentioned, he doesn't paskin like the last lashon, even though it is the most machmir, because we have the shit of Rava later on, who was a pastor, and we paskin like Rava, that you need to have somewhat of a agosha. The Mela, the alocha, the Rambam paskes like the first lashon, that you need to have a koponim, a agosha, b'shaas the akira, even though you don't need agosha, b'shaas the yitzir. Now moving further to the end of the Omid, Mem Gimel Omid Aleph, the shailas of Rava, we hear the various shailas, that Rava has in the Tumah of Mayonois, which is in the, regarding the din of Meir Aglaim of Azova. And Rava says that maybe the din of Bosa Akira of Linon, that it is enough if there was agosha, b'shaas the akira. This is only when we're discussing Shechva Zera, says Rava, the loimotzi noket lo, he can't stop it coming out, and therefore it is enough that b'shas the akira there was agosha. Avo meimir agleo the motzi noket lo, says Rava meimir aglayim, the motzi noket lo, he can stop the meimir aglayim coming out. Then maybe it is not enough the akira itself, and you have to be told on b'shas the yitzir. And the meila says Rava, this makes nafkeminus in a case where we have a zova sheneku meimir agleo the yorid of a tovlo, and so to the second shaila of Rava in a case where we have a gyuris. Yvedes Krichovim was Toivul, and later on it came out, do we say that this Shechva Zera is Tomei, and the Gemara says that maybe this is a Nidra Abonon, this is the Sofik of Rava by the Mir Aglaim, do we say that it depends on the Shas Akira or on the Shas Yitzir? Now Toisos over here, in the bottom of the Omer, the Ramaschal Zova points out an interesting Shaila, that the Rivor asked the Shaila from Rashi, that why does Rava say and discuss this Shaila by Meir Aglaim only by Zovo and Oivedes Krichovim in the Keva? Why are we discussing Dafke, a case on the Keva, the whole sugi over here, we're discussing Balkeri, which is a Zocho? Why can we not continue on and talk about the Meir Aglaim of a Zocho, someone who is a Zov? And the same story, in the case of Meir Aglaim, do we say that the Meir Aglaim of the Zocho is different than Shechva Zera, since it's Motzi Nokit Lo, do we say that the Meir Aglaim is different? Says Tosfos that from Rashi answered the Rivah ve'ishiv loy the nireloy lefi shebeisho misaglin kol meimir agleo bebasachas be'isho, the way it works is the meiraglayim gather together bebasachas lepischo to the entrance mashein kim be'ish be'ish, it is not misagil, not everything comes together bebasachas to the pesach. And this is the difference why the Gemara over here only discusses the Isho and doesn't discuss the case of Meir Aglaim of a Zocho. Now Tosfos over here doesn't explain too much what's Pshat in the Teretz and the Chiluk of Rashi. What does it make a difference? Whether the Meir Aglaim is Misagil Bebasachas Lepischo. The Ritva over here explains that the Kavona of Rashi is that the whole Chiluk of the Svora of the Gemara to say that there's a difference between Meir Aglaim and Shechva Zera, says the Gemara Svora, that Shechva Zera is loy motzi nokit lo, he can't stop it coming out once it's already been neka. Whereas Meir Aglaim, even after the Akira, it is still possible to stop, says Rashi, that this Svora of the Gemara is only in a case of Meir Aglaim of a Isho, whereas the way Meir Aglaim of a Isho is, the difference is over there, it's also, once it's been neka, it's loy motzi nokit lo, and therefore, it has automatically the same halacha, just like the Shechva Zera of the din of the Balkeri. Mamela, the whole Shaila of the Gemara only applies to the Meir Aglaim of Isha. Over there we have this Metzias, that it is different, that it is a Motzi Noki law. She can stop it, even though it has already been Neka, she can still stop the Yitzir, and this is the Svar of the Gemara, to be Mechalek, to be Meir Aglaim, and the Shechva Zera. But the Maitha, there's a very Mechudish Tiger Rashba over here, that he understands the shit of Rashi in a different teretz, the way Rashi understood, answered the teretz to the Rivor, in a different way to be mechalek between Ish and Isha, that the difference between them is not whether we have this chiluk, whether it is Moti Nokitla, can she stop the Mirag line coming out, but says the Rashbo, that Rashi uses a lotion of misaglin, that the Mirag line by Isha gathers together, lepischo bebasachas, And then it comes out. It says Rashba, Rashi is referring to the Gemara later on in Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, in the sugya of Mayonois, that one of the Tanoim, in order to have a Tumas Mayonois, the halacha is, has to be misagil v'yotze, like was discussed earlier also in Peg Benoit Kutim. There's a Tanai that in order that the Shtav Tumas Mayonis has to be Dumia Deroik, which is mentioned in Mefurish in the Pasuk, that the spit of the Zav and the Zava is Metame. So to anything which is similar to the Roik, this is Metame, which has to have a Tanai of misagil v'yotze. It first gathers together and only then it leaves the body. This is the Tumah of Mayonis. Mamela says Rashba, the Rashi over here is actually telling us a Meridike Chidush La'alocha, that the Tumas Mayonois by Miraglaim, which we have in Furish, later on, in Daf Nun Vav, Nun Hemet Beis, the Mishnah, the Breis over there, Tisha Mashkin, one of the Mayonois is Miraglaim, is only in a Miraglaim of a Isha, because Miraglaim of a Isha has this Maila, that it is Misagel, it first gathers together, and then it leaves the body. Mamela, it is similar to Roik, which is Tomei, as a Tumah of Mayonois. Whereas a Miraglaim of a Ish, says the Rashba, it seems that Rashi is telling us a Meridike Chidush, that Meraglaim of Ish actually does not have a Tumas Mayonois, because the Metzias of a Meraglaim de Ish is not something which gathers together and then it leaves. Memela, this is missing in the Tanai of Misagil. It's Metafte if it drips the whole time, and therefore it is not considered one of the Mayonois to be Tomei. And Memela, it is Poshet that our Gemara over here, we're discussing the Tumas Mayonois of Meraglaim. Memela, it's Poshet that Rav over here had to discuss Dafka case of Meraglaim of Isha. Says Rashba, this seems to be what Rashi is telling us, Halacha, that Meraglaim of Ish of the Zohar is actually not considered one of the Mayonois and is not Metami. But says Rashba, this is a Pella, because the Braisa later on in Daf Nun Hemet Beis is Mefurish that it is discussing both the Ish and the Isha, and it seems Mefurish over there in the Braisa that even Meraglaim of Ish of the Zohar also has this Metzias that it is Misagil, and it comes out only after, once it's already gathered together. Memela says Rashba, how can it be that Rashi over here says that the reason why Rova discusses the Meraglaim is only because of the Alocha of Misagil, the Yotze, it only applies to Meraglaim of Isha. Says Rashba, it's not true. It must be that the same Metzias is by the Isha also, by the Ish also, by the male, by the Zohar, because otherwise we'll not have Tumas Mayonois, and the Chiriot is Mefurish later on in the Breiter, that is Tumas Mayonois also by the Miraglaim of the Ish. Now, Be'emes, later on in the Perek, in Nunheim at Beis in Damanido, the Rambam over there brings down this Halacha, Mishka Vemoishav in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yudalet, and he paskins Halacha also very clearly that the Miraglaim of Zov is also Tumas. Like the Rashba said, the Pashtus of the Breisa, the Din of Miraglaim, is not just by a Isha, it is also by a Ish, the Pashtus of the Gemara of the Breisa, that this Din of Miraglaim of a Zov is also considered one of the Mayonis. But over there, the Rambam gives a different reason why the Miraglaim of a Zov is Metame, and says the Rambam the reason is not because the Miraglaim itself has a Turas Mayonis, but the reason is because the Efshah below Tzichtzuche Ziva, it is not possible for the Zov's Miraglaim not to have somewhat some Tzichtzuche Ziva, some particles of Ziva inside, and therefore the Miraglaim himself are also Metame, and like discussed in the Gemara in Baba Kama, in that Chofei Omed Aleph. The Kesem Mishnah already asked that who told the Rambam over there that this is the reason, Pashtus, the reason is because Miraglaim is Misagil, like we find that Miraglaim is Metame. Now, Bemis, this is a question which is of Emes HaTema on the Rambam. The Usameach points this out in Mishka V'Moishav in Perik Hei Alocha Hei. So to the Marcheshes is very Ma'irich in Chelek Aleph Zizim Lamed Zayin. That besides the question of the Ketzer Mishnah, that where is the Makur of the Rambam, but L'Churya, this is Nistar, the Svor of the Rambam, L'Churya is Neged the Gemara, because the Gemara is Mefurish later on, and in our Sugya, that we see that Miraglaim of a Isha, of a Zovo, is also Metame. Now the Metzias of Tzichtzuche Ziva, we do not have by a Zovah. This whole Metzias only applies to a Zov, where he has this case where the Miraglaim is coming out from the same place the Ziva comes out, and therefore there's a problem of Tzichtzuche Ziva, whereas by Isha, there's no din of Tzichtzuche Ziva, there's no such Metzias in her Miraglaim. And Afal Pikein, even so, we see Mefurish in our Gemara, that the Miraglaim of a Zovah is also Metame, and has a Aloch of Mayonis. Memele, it is Mochach, that the metzias of Meir Aglaim is something which has a metzias of Mayonois, which is Misagil V'yoytze. And therefore, why does Rambam say that the reason why Meir Aglaim of Azov, the only reason why it's Tomei, is because of the Tzichtuch Yeziva, L'choyer, Tepe Klei, for the same reason why the Meir Aglaim of Azov is Tomei, so too the Meir Aglaim of Azov should be Tomei. Now, according to what we said now, the way the Rashba understands from Rashi, that the Metzias of Mishagel V'yotze is different by Ishon and Ish, then this is a Teretz of the Rambam also, because the Rambam holds that Enechen Ami in our Sugya is Mavur, we see in our Gemara that there's a Tumas Mayonois on the Meraglaim of Azova, but this could be only on the Metzias of Azova who has this Metzias of Mishagel V'yotze, whereas the Ish, it seems the Rashba understands in Rashi by Ish by Mes, it is not Mishagel V'yotze. Mamela, he does not have the reason of Mayonois to become Tomei. But says Rambam, even though later on in the Sugya it's Mavur is Tomei, he's Tomei for a different reason because of the Tzichtuch Yeziva and not because of this Metzia, says Misagil V'yotze. This comes out a difference, a chidush in our Gemara. There's a difference in Metzias, the way the Rashba understands, according to Shittas Rashi, between the Meraglaim of a Isha but Meraglaim of a Ish. Mamela, just to summarize over here, we have over here in the Gemara, the Shailas of Rava Meraglaim. He's discussing a case of a Nekeva. Rashi says that the reason why we do not discuss a Zocho is because by only by Nekeva it's Misagil, Lepischo, Bebasachas, whereas by Ish it is not, hasn't got this Metzias. The Ritzvah understands that by Ish also there's this Metzias of Misagil enough to say that he's Mayonois and he's Metame just like the Roik. But the Rashi is just saying there's a difference whether it can be Motzi Nokilo, can it stop the Meraglaim coming out after the Akira? And Mamela, this will be by Ish, it is Doimer to Shechva Zera. Whereas the Rashba understands that Rashi means to say that the Meraglaim of Ish is Bechlal no Misagel, and therefore it is missing in the Tanai of Mayonois, and Meraglaim of Ish is not Tomei, which the Rashba asks is Negad Gemara later on. Whereas the Rambam is also L'chei Mavur, that is Mechalik, between the Ish and the Isho, and the Rambam says that by Ish the reason why he's Tomei is because of Tzichtuch Yeziva, which is not because of the Tumah of the Meraglaim, which is our Gemara discussing, and our Gemara is discussing the Tumah of Meraglaim, which is only by a Isho who has Tumas Mayonois, because he has this Metzias on Misagil V'yotze, even though by a Ish also is going to be Tomei for a different reason, because of the Isser, the Din, the problem of the particles of the Ziva, which is found in his Meraglaim, like the Kesemishin over there points out in the Rambam, in Mishka V'moishav, Perek Aleph, Haloch Yudale, the Chidush, over here mentioned in our Gemara, in the Rishonim, the Rashba and the Ritva. Now in this Sugya, there's one more question over here asked by the Orch Laner, and where the Chidush over here pointed out by the Orch Laner, in our Shailas of the Gemara over here, in the Shailas of Rover. Says Orch Laner, that Be'emes L'chir, you have to understand, the Shaila of Rover, in a case where the Zovo, she was already Neka, the Meraglaim was already Neka from a Gulf, but it didn't yet leave, was without the Yetzir, and then she came up from the Mikveh, the Tovlo, and then she was also, and the Gemara has a Shaila, do we say Bosa Akira was Linon, or do we say that the din is that by Meraglaim, since it's Motzi Nokitlo, it is different than the Shechva Zera, and it depends on the Shas Yitzir. And so to the second Shaila of the Gemara, in the case of the Geyuris of the Ivedes Krichovim, who's been to Ivedes, and they also, by the Tomer de Rabbonu Limo, has this Shaila. Asks the Orch Laner, we find an idea that in a case where Mayim Tmeim, Mayim becomes Tomei, there's an idea of Ashoka. In order to be Metai, if you want to go and purify this Mayim, the way to do so is by doing Hashoka, you attach it, even for 1 second, you can attach it to a mikveh, ksheyo, then the halacha is that this Mayim, Tmeim, also becomes Tohor. Now the Mishnah says, Orch Laner is Mavua, in the end of Mikvois, in Perek Yud, the Mishnah Ches, that Hashoka can work to any Mayim which is connected to the mikveh, even in a case where the Mayim is Nivla, is inside the goof of the person, as long as it's still connected to the mikveh, this is enough to say that the Mayim of Yer should be, have a tire of a meyag, of a shocker, of Mayim to Mayim, even in a case where it is inside the goof of Adam, and the person himself is tovel in the mikveh, also the Ashoker applies over here to the Mayim to Mayim, makes them now Mayim to Mayim. Memela asks Loch Laner, a Shaila over here, the same questions discussed in Avnei Nezer, in his Shuvah in Yeridea, in Simarish Nundalet, in Oisei, And they ask that l'chayr over here, even if Rava is right over here to say that maybe we go after the time of the Akira to say that this Meraglayim of the Zova has aloch of Mayonoisait is Tomei, but l'chayr, since it was still inside the goof of her and she went into the mikveh, then l'chayr there should be a din hashoka to this Mayim to be Metayin now this Mayim, that the Mayim should now become Tohu. So over here the Meraglayim, which also has a loch of Mayim, which could become Tohu by Ashoka, L'chayr, this Mayim over here, which is Tomei, should become Tohu and Mamele Mamon of Shoch. If you go after the Akira, then you already left the goof and there's Ashoka. It is already cooled enough that it is not so totally Balua that there's no Ashoka. Over here there's Akira already, and therefore there could be a Din Ashoka. And if we're going to say that it is Mamish Chelik of the Zovah, then it should become Tohu with the Zovah herself. Mamele says, Al-Chilanem Imon of Shoch, why over here the Meraglayim is Tomei? What happened to the Din of Ashoka that normally works in the case where Ubasa Akira is Dinon, we can use the Din of Ashoka to mimetai the Meraglayim. Now, Be'emes, this is a Meridig Echidush, because even though normally we find this concept of Ashoka by Mayim, which is Tomei, this is normally when we're discussing Mayim, which was Mekabel Tome from something else. Over here, we're discussing Meraglayim, which have a Din of Ava Tome. This Meraglayim alone has a Tumah of Mayonois, of Ava Tumah of the Zov himself. It is not just a Kabbalah's Tumah, something which was Mekabel for someone else. And Mamela, it's the Meridi Chidush Lochnaneh takes on that over here we can use this Halocha of Ashoka even for a Mayon. Even something which is Mayonois Mamish, we can be Metaya the Mayon with the Din of Ashoka. And this is his question. And he asks, why over here can we not apply the Din of Ashoka in order to be Metaya the Meraglayim? And this point that we hear, the Mayonis is different, the Mikdash Tovid already points out, in Simen Memches, and Ois Beis, that maybe Mayonis, it won't apply the Din of Ashoka, and the Din of Ashoka only works by Mayim Tumeim, which was Mekabel Tumer from somewhere else, but not in the case where the Ava Tumer, when the Tumer itself over here is from the Guf Hadova, even though the Ochlenei also discusses that we find Ashoka by Ava Tumer, but over here the Tumer is on the Mayon, the Sibah of the Tumer is the Meyaglaim of the Zov himself, and therefore there's a Meridig Chidush that it can be Matai over here, the Meraglayim of Azov, with Ashoka. This is a point discussed over here by the Ochlenei and the Avnenezer over there in Yeridea in Simeration on Dalet in Oisei. Now the Maskona, there's no Pshitas, there's no Achra over here, Ledina, how to Paskin in this Shaila of Rava. Do we say that Meraglayim, we go after the Akira, and it is already considered that it's Yotzel Achutz, or do we say you go after the time of the Yitzir Min Aguf? Says the Ravon, in Simen Shin Chavav, a Meridig Echidush, since there's no Achra la'alocha, and it remains a Sofik Deraisa l'chumra, Memela, this applies even nowadays also. Every Tvila Bizman Azeh, you have to make sure that the Isha is Bimatil Mayim. She goes and first does Hazatolas Mayim, she takes away all the Meraglayim before the Tvila, because otherwise we have a Chashash that maybe there was already an Akira of some of the Meraglayim. And this Akira of the Meraglayim should now later on be metame her, later on when she comes out of the mikveh, if we say that Bosa Akira is Linon, Lemaskonus HaGemorah says Re'avon into the Sofik Deraisa L'chumir, Memele, every single Isha before the Tvila has to be Matil Mayim. Says the Marachi Zorua in Simon Kuf Yud Zayin, he brings down the shit of the Re'avon, and he asks on him, Nalchinis is Mamsha Pele, because Bizman HaZeh, where the whole Tvila the Isha is doing is only Lebailo in order to have Taira, in order to become Tohu to her husband, but there's no Tumah and Taira, and the Tvila she's doing is not for Tairis, it's not in order that she should touch things, shouldn't become Tomei. Memeila Lechira, the whole din of our Gemara doesn't apply at all when we're discussing the Tvila Bizman HaZeh, because the din over here is only in the Sugya of Mayonois, which is Negea regarding the dinim of Tumah and Taira, with things she touches, whereas Lebailo, there's no problem in the case where she becomes Tomei, she's still Mutter to her husband only if she's Tomei with the Issa of Nida and Issa of Ziva, and this is not Shaila in our Gemara when we're discussing the Tumah of Mayono Ismamina, says Marachi Zerua, Lechuyah the Ravon's Taina, that it is Muchach in our Gemara, Lemaskonim and Bizman Azeh, Misofik, she should be Makpit to be Matil Mayim, Lechuyah there's no Raya at all from our Gemara. But says Marachi Zerua, it could be that there's a different reason why she has to be Matil Mayim, in order that shouldn't be a Chatzitze, and there could be a problem in the Hilchas Chatzitze of a Tvila. This could be the story over here of the Ravon, why she has to be Matil Mayim before. But says Ma'ach Yisroya, if this is a svar of the Ravon, then what is he bringing down from our Gemara? Our Gemara, we don't see anything about Chatzitza. Our Gemara is a new shmuz, a new shayla over here, because of the Me'aglaim Shavetumah of Mayonois, which is L'chiyah non-Negea B'zman Hazeh, when we're discussing the Tvila Le'Bailo. Mamela says the Me'aach Yisroya, the only reason why she should be Matil Mayim L'chiyah is only if we're discussing Hilchas Chatzitza, since it's already Ne'aka Minagof, maybe this is considered a Chatzitza for the Ma'isa Tvila. The Ma'isa La'alocha, the Ravon is brought down already in the Ramah, in Simen Kuf Tzadik Ches, in Sif Mem Gimel, B'shem Yesh Oymim, that she should be Matil Mayim before, and the Pashas, suppose, can take on, the reason is Alt Chatzitza, and says the Shach over there in Sikot Nun Hei, that B'di'evet, the Ma'isa is not Ma'akev, this din is only a din lechatchila, like the Seder Tayyar over there is Marich Nilchus Chatzitza. The discussion over there is in Nilchus Chatzitza, because as the Merach Yisrael points out, the other discussion from our Gemara, because of the Tumah of Mayonois, doesn't apply nowadays, where the whole Tvila is only Lebailo. Now moving further on into the next Sugya, on Omid Beis, Machlekes over here, in the shear, in the amount that the keri needs to have in order to become a bal keri. At the beginning of the Gemara, there's a shita of chasimas pior amo, which was discussed earlier by Riches in the Rishonim in Daf Chof Beis. But at the end of the Gemara, we have a new machlokes, even in the shear of maga, in the case where someone wants to touch the shechva zera and not the person himself for the tumah of ri'ia. And says the Gemara, there's a mandaoma walls that the shear of Tumah, in order to become Tomei from touching the Shechva Zera, has to have a Shia of Kadasha, like we mentioned earlier. This is how the Rambam paskens the Aloche, in Ilchus Ovis HaTumah Simpei Kei Aloche Aleph, that we need to have the Shia Kadasha in order to become Tomei. Explains the Gemara, the reason where we get the Shia of Adasha from is because the whole Makor teaching us this Aloche, that the Shechva Zera is Metamei, something else, B'maga, is because of the Pasuk of Oy Ish, which is said by Shechvat by Sheretz, and therefore we learn how, just like the Shia of Sheretz is Bekad Asho, so too the din of Shechvat Zera is Bekad Asho. The Maskonos HaGemora, Papa of Yer discusses that this depends on the Mechlikas of Doi Mino Mino, or Doi Mino Voiki Be'Asho. And Be'emes, this is very widely discussed over here in the Shita of the Rambam, the Chidud Alochis by us is Marich, the Omchlene, and others, the Marich on the Rambam, that the Rambam, as we mentioned, Paskins La'aloch over here, that the Shia, the amount of Keri we need to have in order to be Metami B'maga is Kadasho, and even so, the Rambam everywhere normally Paskins La'aloch in the Machlokes of Doimino, Mino, Doimino, Voiki Be'asro, the Rambam always Paskins like the Mando Omav, Doimino, Voiki Be'asro, like the Lech Mishnah in Maisal Kobonos in Peik Tazayin, Aloch Yudalet, he makes a whole list of all the Rambams that the Rambam Paskins always Doimino of Oiki Be'asro. Now, the Kachir, according to the Cheshman of our Gemara, if we hold Oiki Be'asro, the Halacha should be that it should be Tomei even B'mashu, just like the Shechvat Zera of the person is Tomei B'mashu, so too the Maga should be B'mashu. And the Gemara explains that the only reason why we hold that the Shechvat Zera needs to have a Shia of Adasho is only the Manda Oma Doimino Omino, which is the Kachir, the Shistira in the Shita of the Rambam, why the Rambam over here Paskin like the Manda Oma Doimino Omino. And the Marich, the Ochlene and the Chidat Alochis to explain that the Rambam holds there's a difference between a Gzir Shova and a Hekish, and the whole Shaila that the Rambam Paskins normally by Oiki Be'Asro is only by Gzir Shova, whereas over here we have a Hekish, which is more, not a Alocha, that we have the Alocha, we're learning out the Din from the Parsha of Sheretz, therefore the Rambam agrees that by a Hekish the Alocha is Doi Mino, Umino, and Mamela, the Shia over here by Keri, is actually the Shia of Adasho, just like we find by Sheretz, and Rambam only everywhere where we're discussing Gzei Shova, where we have Keilu, the word is over here, is relevant in the parasha itself, there the Rambam Paskins, Doi Mino, Vaiki Be'Asro, the Yisrael Achrinim over here, Marich to explain the Shita of the Rambam La'alocha, there's a difference between a Hekesh and a Gzei Shova, how we Paskin La'alocha. But there's just one point over here, Chidush, that the whole sugya over here is discussing the din of a shechva zera, of the keri. Now what would be the aloha of ziva? Ziva is also metami b'maga, like we learn later on in Daf Nun Daled Amud Beis, like our Gemara brings down, the din of shechva zera, and so to the din of ziva, that when we have a piece of ziva, it's also metami b'maga. What is the amount of ziva? How much do we need to have in order to be metami b'maga? Now the pashtus is, that our whole sugya is discussing keri. And the reason why by Keri there's a shear of a Kadasha is because we learn this out from the Pasuk of Oy Ish, which is found in the Parsha of Sheretz, and therefore by Sheretz is Kadasha, it could be the din, that by Keri also Kadasha if you hold Doimino Omino. where Ziva has its own pasuk teaching us that there's a tumor on the Ziva itself, and this din is even a mamashu pashtus. There should be no reason why the Ziva should be bekadasha. But says the Tesis Yom Tov in our Mishnah in Pekei Mishnah Beis that it is mashma in the Bartanura in our Mishnah that the din of our Gemara that we need to have a hadasha is not just by the din of Shechva Zera, but Mori de Gechidush that this din applies even to Ziva also, and we learn the din of Ziva from Shechva Zera, and just like Shechva Zera, the din is that it's metame others only bekadasha, so too Ziva is only metame bekadasha. This is the diuk that Tesis Yom Tov has, even though even he asks in Kalim, in the beginning of Kalim in Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, over there the Batunur himself seems to say that Ziva is different and Ziva has a Shia of a Kol Shehu, and the whole Shmuz of our Gemara is only by Keri. But it seems in our Batunur, by else in the Perek, he takes on that the din of our Gemara is not just in reference to the Shechva Zerah, but also to Ziva, also as a Merdi Yechidush, as a Shia of Kadasho. Even though the Pashtas, as we said, the sugya is only over here by Balkeri, the Pashtas of the Gemara Baba Kama. We mentioned earlier the Gemara Baba Kama Chofei Amad Aleph says that the Miraglaim is Tomei because of Tzichtzuchei Ziva, which seems to be that the Tzichtzuchei Ziva over there doesn't have a Shia of Kadasho, and even so, there's a Tumah over there to be Metama other things also, like it's Mavu over there in the Gemara, which is Mashma also that the Shia of Ziva doesn't need Kadasho, unless we explain that Mandoma, according to Mandoma, Domino, Vaiki Ba'asro. And also the Gemara, the Pashtas of the Gemara later on, the Dafnon Heyomid Beis, the Bryce increases in Yud Gimelomid Beis, also seems that the Shia of Ziva is Bekol Shehu and not Bekadasho, and maybe the Yechidush from the Batanura in our Masugya, that the Tesiont already points out, that the Shia of Ziva is also the Shia of Adasho, just like we have in our Sugya by Shechva Zera.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.